Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're in the Quicken Loan studios in New York. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans apply. Simply understand fully. Mortgage confidently. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. Brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to GEICO. Do you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, or boat insurance? Get it all at geico.com. Don't forget tomorrow, college football all day. A&M, Bama, Michigan State, Indiana, Stanford, Oregon, Arizona State watching. PharrellOnTheBench.com is where you go to get all of my college snags, baby. Go sign up. It's cheap. You'll love it. I hit tons of winners. Pharrell on the Bets runs on weekends as well. The new Westwood One podcast. It's my sports betting podcast. It's a 30-minute show every day, Tuesday through Sunday, of all the day's action and everything going on in sports betting. Pharrell on the Bets on Westwood One tomorrow morning. It drops 6:30 Eastern. Episode 23, I believe, tomorrow, and Sunday will be episode 24. So check it out Saturday for college football, Sunday for pro football. Go on Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review. That's what we need, baby. And follow us on Twitter at On The Bets, WWO. That's at On The Bets, WWO. There you go. All right. Call the show. Talk about any college game, any pro game the rest of the way. Fill it up. I'm not doing this for my health. Friday nights rock. We do all the fantasy with Jamie, and then we hit games, and that's all there is to it. Washington State's up 24-14 on USC, 30 seconds left before the half. And Penn State with the rock, up 42-24 now, and racing for a touchdown here again. They're going to go up 25, going hizzy from midfield. Nittany Lions again, and with 10 minutes left in this one, Carver Hyde, there's a chance now that they could cover it at 26.5. Let's go to Rob in Southwest Texas, town of El Paso.
Hey, Scotty, first-time caller. Can I get a Bud Light?
Can we get him a Bud Light? They were giving him away free in Cleveland last night. Check it out.
Just quick comment on Cleveland. They got their first win, and I think UTEP gets their first win tomorrow against New Mexico State.
I do, too. I do, too. Now, look. I think those two teams are like the anatomy of disaster. They are both awful. And UTEP, I mean, I love El Paso. I really do. But that football program's atrocious. They need a win worse than they need rain. I mean, honest to God, like, could they just win a game for once every 10 years? They need to win a football game tomorrow to Miners. It's getting embarrassing. They're like the laughing stock of college football now.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think they'll get it tomorrow. But more of the question I had was on Texas. Do you think TCU covers the 3.5? And if they do, how does Tom Herman see? Thank you.
Well, I think Tom Herman's got a big chance here tomorrow in Austin to win back-to-back games, but I'm not that excited about their win over USC as everybody else is. I think USC's average, they might win tonight because the refs keep throwing pass interference penalties on every single play. There's another one in the end zone. Every single time they throw the ball, they throw a pass interference against Washington State. So they're doing everything they can to hand this game to USC. It's really annoying to me, the amount of flags. I mean, they're just not letting them play at all. They've thrown 15 pass interference flags in this game. So here's the deal. They can be beaten, and they were beaten in Austin. So I didn't think it was that impressive of a win. Now let's see them beat TCU, which is not going to happen tomorrow. TCU is going to beat them, and they're going to cover the 3. And that's no joke. Like, I think TCU is a lot better than Texas right now, and they proved it against Ohio State. Ohio State finished them off by 12. They didn't cover the 13, but they gave them a game.
And like Rob talking about, like, job and trouble, like, I know we do this all the time, but, like, it's his – he's coached, what, 12, 13, like, 14 games, 15 games
right.
For them? I mean, I get he's had some bad losses, but why do we always got to just try to throw guys out in their first
down.
Or second year when you – big program, you can we let the guy, like, at least try to bring in a little bit of his own players?
4 years, 5 years at least.
Before we just have to, get him out of here, bring in – Why are we so quick to it? I don't
because
get
they
it.
Want fans want instant gratification.
That doesn't work in college football when you're rebuilding
a
program.
It doesn't work in anything. Daniel's throwing down to the sideline. They're going to give him the catch inside the 10.
He's got to get in the end zone here before the half.
10 seconds left in the half. I don't know how many timeouts they got left. Josh in College Station, the Aggies on the road in Tuscaloosa tomorrow, big game. Yeah, Josh, that would be your cue at that point.
Hey, Pharrell, I can hear you now. How you doing?
I'm all right, bro.
All right. Well, we're all on the Jimbo hype train down here. I want to hear your thoughts on him and if you think he's the real deal.
Well, I mean, without a doubt, he's the real deal. The guy can coach flat out. There's no questioning that, if you ask me. And I thought they looked damn good against Clemson. I think that pushed Clemson back to number 3 in the country, that performance, and moved Georgia up. Because A&M punched him in the mouth. Clemson won the game by 2. Now they're getting 27 tomorrow in Tuscaloosa now. Something smells fishy about this game to me. I won't deny I took A&M in the points. And I took A&M against Clemson as well on the points and Clemson to win. But the Aggies to cover. So I'm going to try the same thing again. But I'm a little leery of it because the number's so big. I feel like how could they not cover that number? But then I've seen them lose there before like 59-0. I've seen A&M lay an egg at Tuscaloosa before like no one's business. I mean, and it was, you know, within the last decade, they went down there and got their asses handed to them, I mean, in a game. So anything's possible. That 27, you think it's automatic as a better because they're a good team, but they're a good team until they run into Alabama. Let's see them do it. If they do that to Clemson and Alabama, then I believe that Jimbo Fisher already has built a winner in less than 6 months in College Station. Like, he literally walked into that job, Sumlin's job, and he's taken over, and they're already a badass. Tomorrow, if they hang with Alabama, and let's say finish within 5 of Alabama or 10, and, you know, let's say they're in the game, the whole game, and make a game of it. Let's say they're winning at some point. That shows me that he's definitely got something going in College Station and that they're for real. I think he's a good football coach. There's no denying it. He won big, in my opinion, wherever he's gone. Like, you know, that's just me. I think he did a good job at Florida State. I know at the end he didn't, and then he ran out of there with his tail tucked, and then they brought in all of these clowns that they got running it now, and they're a disaster. He left a bloody mess, I'll give you that. But he's highly paid, and it's for a reason. He's, in my view, one of the only people – that has proven he can beat Dabo. He's proven he can beat, Nick Saban, whoever. He's after him. I mean, that's his goal, is to win games like that, and that's why they brought him to A&M. So I think he's doing a good job so far, and it's all very important that they prove, in my view tomorrow, that they can hang on the road in Tuscaloosa and not go down there and get wiped out. 855-212-4227. So the half ends. I think the half just ended. And they're going to say that this guy was out of bounds. And he looked like, what does that look like to you? Was he in bounds or out of bounds? That looked in bounds to me. He caught that. That's a touchdown. But they're not going to review that, are they?
I don't know. It depends when they give him the control of the ball. He was going out of bounds. So if they don't say that he has control right there because it's on his fingertips.
He's out of bounds. His foot's on the white. You got to be kidding me.
The front of the foot, I think, is on the white. I agree. From that angle, he's out.
From that angle, he's out. So, and if they screw him, if they screw Washington State on that call, I don't know. You have to look at it again. To me, that looks like he's on the line. But, I mean, it's so close you can't even tell. I can actually see Brown in that. Between his foot and the white line, couldn't you? I don't know.
That one you could, but that's the far away angle. I like the one they had that was like field level, down the line. You could see that where it seemed like he was touching.
The ref called him out. It looks, I mean, it's too close to call. That looks in right there. And then the other angle looks out. So I don't know what to say. Everybody needs.
It's inconclusive. They're going to go with whatever the field call was.
That's my opinion. It's so hard to tell. Just you got to go with the ref's call. That
what
one looks
call
like
on the
he's
field, a touchdown.
On the field, he called it out. Called it incomplete. The ref along the goalpost called it out.
I hope he calls him in.
I believe that. I know that you're rooting for USC tonight. That's of no consequence
hey,
here
you
in this situation.
You don't root for the Trojans. You wear them.
It's right. It's all like a family thing. It's sexual. Let me say 49-24, Penn State with 8 minutes left. They need to get the ball back and, you know, stuff it down their throat one more time is what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for here is one more score from the Nittany Lions to shove it down their throat. So what's the call on the field? They still haven't made the call on the field. This could take all night. Mike in Miami on QAM.
Yeah, yeah.
OJ Addo.
Hey, forget the Trojans, man. Go bareback. That's what I say.
Hey now.
I thought of you. Remember this time you pissed off QAM management and you came on the air the next morning and it was all about the Monk music and all about Hello Brother Beast. Hey brother, you remember?
Yeah,
that?
I just remember there were a lot of mornings that I don't remember.
Oh yeah, same here. Hey man, I just wanted to tell you I miss you down here. I listen all the time and I wanted to see if you're buying the Dolphins.
Well, listen, I love Miami. I love QAM. I love everyone there. I like all the hosts. I loved working there. It was a blast. I'm a huge Canes fan. I like living in Miami. It's my favorite place. And, it's home to me. And I just think the world of it. So you'll never hear me say a bad word about Miami. I like the Dolphins, too. I'm a Steeler fan for life. But I do like the Dolphins. I like going to their games. And I want to sleep with all their cheerleaders. I just wanted to say that. Is that all right to say? I mean, because everyone's saying all these loose things tonight. I was just thinking I would just talk about how much I want to, you know, sleep with all their cheerleaders. And 34C. She needs to be involved, obviously. There's a lot of chicks that want her. Anyway. What did they make the call? They called it. How about this? They put 2 seconds back on the clock. How about that fix? What is that about? The clock ran out. What is that about? No, there wasn't. It was at zero when that play ran. You got to be kidding me. Did they not show the clock at zero when he dropped the ball, when he caught the pass? It was at zero. Mafia, you saw it. It was at zero. Why did they put 2 seconds on the clock?
I wasn't looking at the clock. I was just looking at his foot, so I don't know what it was.
I saw 2 seconds on there when they were showing the replay 1,000 times. It said 2 seconds.
Are you kidding?
No, that's 2 seconds on there.
I saw it at zero. I thought the game, because I said that when he came out, I go, it's the half's over. He didn't catch it. Incomplete. The half's over. They didn't score. And sure enough, they give him 2 seconds on the clock and he kicks the field goal. That's absolute BS. I thought the half was over. I really did. 855-212-4227. If you're on hold, don't give up. I'm coming right back to the phones, and you're getting on the air.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
The backup quarterback just threw a bomb for Penn State, and the kid caught it. He's down at, like, the 2 or 3 yard line of Illinois. And they got it first and goal. Let's see if they can punch it in here and cover the spread. Punch it in. There it is. Touchdown. Woo! How about that? Carver High, you got that in at 11? You got the in-game 11. Carver High rolling in cash as usual. We like to go to the window here. You like that?
I actually, as you were in here during a break, I was trying to get it at 7.5 when they were up 4, and I couldn't get it in
right.
time. And then
you got shafted
into
11.
I waited
until
after that touchdown. I got it 11.5, and it looks like they're going to cover what it was for the game.
I mean, that took some onions to lay 11. The way the game was going, they were up 4.
Yeah.
It was 28-24, and they've just absolutely had their way with them. Like, I mean, they're just having an affair.
They ripped them up in the second half.
And now they got to just seal the deal. Now, you can't let them backdoor you, right? Is that going to happen? Are they going to let them backdoor him and wing it down the field and score?
A lot of lifetime left.
I mean, that's just too much time left on me to cover this bet, honestly. Come on now. Lock it down. Warren in Arkansas, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, Mr. Pharrell?
Yo.
So I'm a Kansas City Chiefs guy. You're pretty much the realest man on sports talk radio. So I kind of wanted your opinion on that. Like, I know Mahomes is kind of the real deal, and we've got pretty much all the best skill position players you could ask for with that kind of quarterback. But our defense definitely leaves a lot to be suspect. I know we can put up a lot of points, and I don't really see a whole lot of prolific stuff coming up on our schedule. I think maybe the Jags and the Rams will probably give them a good run. So what do you think the Chiefs will end up at this year?
Well, I think they're,
they'll probably have a pretty good run for the playoffs.
Obviously, they're a playoff team, if you ask me. They'll win the West. I thought they would win the West from the beginning, and I said that on Pharrell on the Bets and on Pharrell on the Bench, both shows. I think they're the team out there. Everybody's on the Chargers. Vegas is on the Chargers. I'm on the Chiefs. I think Mahomes has looked fantastic. Obviously, 10 TD passes, 6 against the Steelers. Unbelievable. I love their team, you know, particularly their speed. I like them on the outside, having a guy like Hill. Tyreek Hill is just humiliating people. Sammy Watkins seems for now healthy and like he's in the mix doing some great things. They're running trick plays. Travis Kelce's unstoppable. They're doing everything right. I mean, right now they look badass to me. Now, I know they have this week the Niners in Arrowhead in their finally in their home opener. And I saw a lot of people like that think they know. Everybody's a genius, right? And they're like, the Niners are going to be in this game because of Jimmy Garoppolo. I actually think the same thing's going to happen here. The Chiefs are going to be too much for the Niners. They're going to score too much. They move the ball up and down the field too much. Their speed's too much to deal with. The Niners played around with the Lions. They were up like 15 points, and they let them backdoor, and they almost came back and won the game. It was embarrassing. I am still absolutely unequivocally not buying the 49ers at this point. Now, obviously, this could all tear up in my face, and the Niners could win the game. Anything's possible in the NFL. But I don't know about you, Carver High. I am not buying this Niner team like everybody else, like Super Bowl and all this other nonsense. I'm not even buying Garoppolo at this point.
I'm not on them at all. You know that, and I'm still hoping. I got their my biggest play, the under 8.5 for the season. I like what I've seen so far. I feel good about it. I know they beat Detroit last week, but
barely.
That pick that got called back on the defensive
hold
changed the game. I think they lose on Sunday to the Chiefs. I think they lose a lot of games this year.
Do you think the Chiefs cover the 6?
Yes.
So do I.
Their first home game, too. They won those first two games on the road, the Chiefs. They go back to Arrowhead.
Well, you never know. They could think that it's automatic, and then they go home and lay an egg. But I doubt that. What do you think, Mafia? Are you on the Chiefs minus 6 or the Niners?
I'm on the Chiefs to win the game. It's kind of hard for me to say that they're going to win by a full touchdown because you want to think that the 49ers could be better. But the way they've shown us so far this season, I have to think Mahomes is just going to light things up. I mean, you'd like to think that Garoppolo, with all the hype he had last year, all the wins he got, that he's going to start getting this team going.
So which one are you taking?
I'm taking the Chiefs to do it. It's a tough one to take.
So you're taking the Chiefs and laying the 6?
Yeah, the way they lit up Pittsburgh on the road last week, I'm taking Mahomes.
All right. Austin in Alabama.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I want to talk about team total bets. How much do you mess with them? And I got to brag a little bit about tonight. I took Washington State 21.5 for the game, and they already got it at half.
Yeah, I mean, so you just did. The team total to score that many. That's a great bet. I took Washington State tonight, too. I'm not comfortable yet with that game at all, thinking that it's in the bag. They're up 7 at the half. I did take them for an upset outright to win, and I think they were getting like 4.5 or something like that. I could be wrong. All I know is – let me see what that number was. Do you have that number? It was 4.5. So anyway – look,
team totals are tough.
I do team totals. I did them on Pharrell and the Bets on the first week of the show. I did all the college and pro team totals for the season, right? And I don't like it. I'm not a big fan of it. I think people predicting how many teams are going to win what games, how many games, and there's nothing I hate worse than guys that go down the schedule when they come out and say this game's automatic, they're going to win this one, going to win that one, going to win this, going to lose here, going to win here, going to win here, going to lose here, going to win here, going to... It just never ends. But he's talking team totals per game, right, Carver High?
Like he said tonight, he had Washington State over under, you know, 21.5 points. They've already got 24, so he already hit that over tonight for each game. So that's, you know, it's tricky. Betting those team totals per night, per game is, you know, it's a dangerous business, and that's a nice job by him hitting that in the first half. He's already got that one in the bag for Washington State.
Yeah, they look good so far. And now Penn State just got the ball back. I think they picked off Illinois.
They did, so it could comfortably get away here with actually covering that big number after that terrible first half.
If they score here, they're at the 10. If they score, it's lights out. but and then they won't get back to
they'll score because no Franklin what. Loves Franklin loves putting the pedal down.
Well, because he knows that you need to if you want votes.
Right.
Because they vote on blowouts and wins.
There's a lot of people who vote on these things, whether it be the coaches poll or the AP poll, who are not going to watch this game tonight, not at all. They're going to look tomorrow morning, and let's say they score here, and they're going to see 63-24, and they're going to go,
what
wow,
happened?
Penn State dominated. What they're not going to know is that they screwed around with them for a whole half, you know.
Yeah, they're not going to know that it was 28-24 right. or that it was 14-7.
That's why Franklin does, you know, you pound them and you get it up to 63-24, and then all the people that didn't watch have no idea.
Do you think Lovie Smith, stay touchdown, Penn State, cover? Do you think Do you think that that Lovie Smith lasts in Champaign? Are they stupid enough to fire him?
I mean, he's been there a couple years
how
now,
can
right?
How you win there with that talent they have? It's garbage.
You can't do it. You're when you're on the bottom rung of the Big Ten.
What does he do, go to the cafeteria and draw straws to see who's going to play on the football team?
I don't know, dude. It's, you know, between them and Rutgers at just that bottom rung, Indiana,
oh
that bottom
God.
Rung of the Big Ten is so bad.
Had to mention my school, did you?
Well, they're in that mix. I mean, they're part of that group.
All right. Do you think they have no chance to beat Michigan State tomorrow?
I think they do have a chance because Michigan State sucks this year.
We've already won money against them in Tempe.
We sure did. Where is that game tomorrow? Is that in Bloomington tomorrow?
The game's in Bloomington tomorrow.
Maybe a big spot for Indiana tomorrow.
What was that thing, Mafia, where I smoked out of the bag? Where you do?
Vaporizer.
I did a vaporizer in Tempe one night, all night. I just sat at a guy's big fat pad and smoked
giant bags of reefer. The volcanoes and stuff before they had the little handheld ones, the oils.
But it was awesome. Were you with me on that trip?
I was not with you on that trip. No, I was back from the board on that one. I was with you in Cali when we did the vaporizer.
Oh, my God.
The affliction.
So, oh, that's right. There was in the hotel, we did the affliction bag going.
We did.
It's true. That just sounded bad, didn't it, that we did the bag?
That was the Fedor Arlovsky fight.
We were hitting the boxing bag. Let's check that at the door.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Are you kidding me? Did you see him butcher that snap? All right, now you got to admit. Look at this guy running through USC and just running over, this white boy just running over these dudes twice his size. Did you see this guy? Minshew II is having a great game, the quarterback, but they butchered the extra point. So now it's 30-17. That might come back to haunt him, but they're running through USC's defense like butter. I mean, throwing it, running it, a white boy running right over their faces, a little skinny white boy. Are you kidding me? Did you see that run? He just went right through him and then smashed into some corner's face and stepped on his face, and his girlfriend left with her friends and him and had a, well, I was going to say something horrible right there on the radio, and it would have gotten me in all kinds of grief on Monday morning at around 9:10. Kept it. I put the brakes on there, Mafia. That was like one of those cars that stops before the wreck. Right there, right before a wreck, I got the brakes slammed on automatically by the vehicle.
You stay classy, San Diego.
Thank you. I was about to get fired right there, talking about different dimensions with the body. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. I just wanted to say two things. One, I just ate a bowl of goulash. Two, did you see someone went into the men's header and actually stuffed they put like the paper towels that they were using to wipe their hands into the men's urinal to clog it up? Who in their right mind, honestly, what kind of an asshat do you have to be to throw a wad of paper towel into the men's urinal stand-up toilet? You know, the one you go to the bathroom in that you can't stick toilet paper in, or you can't put paper towels in, the one with just the rice patty cake. Can you just explain that to me, Carver High, why someone would do that? Who comes to work here and decides, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wipe my hands with a paper towel, and then I'm going to shove it into the hole that's going to back up the entire floor's plumbing system. You can't flush the toilet now. Some guy stuffed the toilet paper down there. Are you kidding me? It was paper towels, too. It wasn't even toilet paper because toilet paper would disintegrate. Because theirs is like sandpaper. Thank you. Anyway, Carver High refusing to comment on the urinal situation.
Stupidity. I mean, look at you walk around this place. I mean, you see some of the people. It is what it is.
I mean, who does that? I just sat in there. I was in there going to bed, and I'm like, what kind of an asshat does this? You got to be an asshat. Inject swearing here. Think of another word that would be applicable in this situation other than asshat. What kind of an asshat would do? So you do the rest. I think you can do it as a group, as a listening group, as an audience. All right, we have about an hour and 15 minutes left on this particular program, and we haven't seen a white boy step on cornerbacks' faces like that in a while around here.
You're a doofus.
Thank you. I told the story last night, didn't I, about my daughter talking about me on the air? Did I not tell that story on the air or off?
Off the air you told it.
I think it deserves an on-air story, don't you? Garber, I was like, I don't care what you do, man. Just get me out of here. So anyway, she went on the, she was playing Fortnite with all of her friends, Mafia, and she's 10 years old. And I was in the other room watching sports and gambling heavily. And I heard her talking to this group of people on her speaker or whatever, like her, the headset. And she was talking about, and someone said something about alcohol. And then the next thing you knew, I heard Chopper saying, yeah, my dad was a drunk. I'm like, what? And I'm just listening. I figured I'd listen. I figured I'd, hear the rest. Yeah, she said he quit drinking like a long time ago because he used to drink so much he couldn't drive me to the Dairy Queen. He wouldn't drive me to the Dairy Queen because he said he was too drunk to drive and he doesn't drink and drive. So he just wanted to drink beer all day and not drive me anywhere and tell your mother to do it. So she said to the guy, yeah, he drank all day every day. He quit drinking, though. He doesn't drink anymore. And then she said, he's boring now. He used to be a lot of fun when he drank, and he'd give us all kinds of money and everything to get us out of his hair. That's what I heard her saying to someone. I went in there. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? What are you telling everybody? You want to give out the house security codes, too? Maybe some banking information? Want to talk about your mother bad? I mean, what are you doing, bro? And she's like, mind your own business, doofus. And I was like, okay, then. My future is so screwed with her. This chick is just going to be just absolute felon. She's like, you know what she said today? She went to basketball practice. She came home, and I was like, what's up? And she goes, practice sucks. I just want to fill it up. I don't have time to run lines and all this nonsense. I'm like, what are you?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Practice. Practice.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
She's like, practice sucks. I just want to play. Give me the ball. I'm like, all right, everybody has to practice, Chopper. She's like, yeah, not me. Are you saying USC's going hizzy here? They're going hizzy? You got to score. I told you.
Let's go.
These two teams' defense are absolutely non-existent. Washington State, believe me, you, they're going to lose this game on that extra point. Remember that extra point I told you about, right? The next time USC scores, they'll have the lead. Danny in Michigan.
Hey, what's going on, Pharrell?
Yo.
Hey, first time caller, and I love your show, man.
Oh, thanks, dude. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I had a quick question. Do you think the Niners overpanic getting Garoppolo instead of Kirk Cousins?
No, I think the Niners, I'll be honest with you, I think they that was a great deal for them, and I thought it was a bad deal for the Patriots. I think in the end, the Patriots will regret letting him go when Tom Brady's too old to do anything anymore, and he's off the cliff, and it's over, and he's not winning Super Bowls anymore, which is inevitable. It's going to happen. So, and everybody says, no, it isn't, or, why do you think that's going to happen, or that'll never happen. He's never going to not be the greatest in the league. Yes, he is. At some point, everyone, no matter who you are, in the end, no matter what, A to Z, it doesn't matter. Eventually, it ends. Everything ends. TV shows, radio shows, football careers, baseball careers, hockey, etc. It all comes crashing to an end. And when you hit that wall, believe me, you, it's ugly. But that guy Garoppolo's got an upside on him, like what, 10 more years of football at least? So
right,
they got him for, what, 5 or 6 years at least? What'd they get him, 7, 8 years? I don't even know. The guy's got a fat deal. And if he pans out at all, like, he's capable. He drops back and gets rid of the ball in a hurry like Brady. He's very good at doing that. So if you can do that, like, get back, pocket, boom, get rid of the ball, and they can move the ball quickly with that type of quarterback, I don't see, frankly, how you can lose with a guy like that in a majority of your games. In other words, I'm looking at 9 or 10 wins with that guy every year as a probability. I think a fast-throwing, quick pocket-release quarterback in this day and age, you know, everyone says there's no such thing as pocket quarterbacks anymore. It's just not true. There are guys that stay in the pocket and sling it. You know, Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees. Am I wrong? They all stay in the pocket and rip it. And Brady does it, and Garoppolo does it, and there's a lot of guys that do it. And then there's Newton, who drops back in the pocket. When it's not there, he kills you at running it like no other. So I still think this guy, the way he releases the ball so quickly, that's his upside to me. That's his featured attraction. And I think, without a doubt, I think Cousins is a solid quarterback, and I think he can do great things with the Vikings, but I never thought he was that great in Washington. So I think that's pretty much who he is, plus two steps up. So I think he's going two steps up because the Vikings are a better football team and, frankly, a better organization right now in this day and age, in this moment we're in today. I think the Vikings are much better, and I think that they have the capability of going to the NFC title game or Super Bowl if they just finish the deal. I think he's going to be a better quarterback with them than he was the Skins, but I actually don't believe, this is just me, that he's better than Garoppolo. I don't. Carver, who's better, Garoppolo or Cousins?
The problem with me going into Garoppolo already is that he's played only a handful of games.
Not enough sampling.
I need to see more. Like, Cousins, we know what he is, but we know what he is because he has the sample size. He's played enough. And I know that, you know, maybe this year with the Vikings he could win big games. And I know he took the Skins to the playoffs once. You know, Garoppolo...
And
he's
lost.
Garoppolo, he's played a few games. All right, he might have lost, but he's still done more than Garoppolo's done so far. So I need to see him play more and do more before I anoint him anything.
All right. CBS's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Marlon in Miami on QAM.
What's up, brother?
Hey.
Two quick questions, bro.
Yeah, man.
Should I buy my Dolphins and take Jameis out of Jimbo and you have an average coach? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I think he's a good coach, and that's just all there is to it. And you don't pay a guy that much money if he's not a good coach. They don't just make up these figures. It's the deal. What happens is a guy like Saban, a guy like Urban Meyer, a guy like Jimbo, they make that money because they have earned it and because they might be overpaid, but there's qualifications that they've obtained that deserve that kind of shell. In other words, they are in that proximity to that kind of money. They're in that window that they could make that kind of money, and he got it, right? And you know, Gruden got $100 million, so he's capable of getting it because he's good. They don't give that kind of money to guys that just aren't good or that are average or fair to Midland or take away this quarterback and he's not a good coach. I don't believe that for 1 minute. He got that money because he's in that window. He's in that club, that cul-de-sac of success where he has enabled himself to earn that kind of money, you know, via his agent and via A&M giving him the money. And, you know, let's face facts, Florida State gave him that money too. So I do not believe that he is ripping them off, to be honest with you. I think he's a good coach. And am I buying the Dolphins? I'm not really buying them. I think that Tannehill I like, and I think that he's doing better than expected, and his knee looks good. That's a very positive sign. I'll say this. I'm very surprised their defense has played the way it has and had 5 picks without, like, Sue on that team anymore, and they're, like, running off of Kiko Alonso's vig. But I have been impressed with the defense, shockingly so. But I'm eventually willing to seed that they're going to run into some problems and they're going to lose games. I don't know if they're going to lose to the Raiders this weekend. I went to the Raider game a year or two ago with Haro, and the Raiders beat them. Last year, I went to the game, and the Raiders beat their ass. So I don't know. Maybe the Raiders will do it again. Derek Carr, if he keeps throwing that completion rate, he's going to win games. And, you know, they should have won that game in Denver, but they didn't because they don't know how to close. I think the Raiders look kind of, you know, amateur hour right now. I think Derek Carr looks good, but he's not throwing touchdowns. He's throwing picks, but he's throwing completions the whole game. And the Dolphins are playing better football right now than the Raiders. And I thought the Dolphins looked really good at MetLife when they spanked the Jets. So I'm buying them Sunday. I'm not buying them season that in the end they're going anywhere and they're not winning that division. And in my view, they won't get a wild card either. But we'll see. I hope they get a wild card. I think it'd be cool if they did, but I really don't think they're that good. Carver High, do you believe the Dolphins will pan out and be a playoff team?
No, I do not. In fact, I like the Raiders on Sunday to go down to Miami and get the win. I get it. West Coast at 1 o'clock. Blah, 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 blah. Raiders win on Sunday. Don't care.
Well, I didn't care last week either until I watched Tom Brady and his friends play like little babies in the heat. So I think that if they played again in January that – it'll be 70 and cool or 65 and cool, and that'll be the Patriots kind of weather.
I still think they'll play in New England if they play in January.
In 100-degree weather, it was a bad scene. Mafia, real quick, 10 seconds. You like the Raiders or the Dolphins?
I want to like the Raiders, but they've been so bad, I got to go Dolphins.
All right. 855-212-4227. We have an hour to go, so you got to get it in now or never on College and Pro Snags. Also, don't forget the Pharrell and the Bets podcast out tomorrow and Sunday, both days, Saturday and Sunday shows. Check them out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.